Donald Trump's former adviser, Steve Bannon, has handed himself in to authorities after being indicted over his refusal to cooperate with a committee investigating the January the 6th attack on the US Capitol. The 67-year-old appeared defiant as he emerged from a brief court hearing. He's facing two charges of contempt of Congress and a possible prison sentence. North America correspondent Barbara Miller compiled this report.
Everybody get
Come on,
back.
Folks, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt.
News of his indictment came late on Friday, and so the media was waiting at the FBI offices for former Trump aide Steve Bannon.
Hey, hey. You guys gotta move. We've all been standing here.
Mr. Bannon didn't take questions, but spoke briefly, directly addressing his online followers.
A live stream on Getter right now, everybody. We're taking down the Biden regime. I want you guys to stay focused, stay on message. Remember, signal, not noise. This is all noise, that's signal.
The former advisor to then-President Donald Trump has been indicted by a federal grand jury for failing to provide documents or testimony to a congressional committee investigating the events leading up to the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th by an angry mob of Trump supporters. Mr. Bannon's lawyers argue his communications with the former president should be protected by executive privilege, a legal principle covering White House communications. Steve Bannon faces a fine and prison sentence of up to 1 year for each of two charges. In court, those charges were read to him and he was asked to surrender his passport, but was not asked to enter a plea. Speaking to waiting media after the appearance, Mr. Bannon denounced the charges as a political witch hunt.
Joe Biden ordered Merrick Garland to prosecute me from the White House lawn when he got off Marine One. And we're going to go on the offense. We're tired of playing defense. We're going to go on the offense on this. We're going on the offense.
What does going on offense mean? What does that mean?
Stand by.
Victoria Nurse is a professor at Georgetown Law Center.
It's terrifically important because it shows that America's back to the rule of law. We had an insurrection on January 6th, and it was a terrifying event. I live on Capitol Hill. And now the consequences are happening.
Steve Bannon, presumably, though, would be entitled to presumption of innocence.
Of course, he's entitled to a presumption of innocence. What's important about this is that he was claiming what most people believed was an improper assertion of executive privilege. The arguments that Bannon was using, you know, they didn't pass the laugh test. He had no good executive privilege claim. He was not in the government at the time. So there really was no defense.
Mr. Bannon's just one of a long list of former Trump associates to be subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. How his case plays out could influence whether others, including former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, decide to engage with the requests. All eyes will also be on which way the U.S. Court of Appeals decides in Donald Trump's battle to stop White House records being released to the committee. That case is due to be heard at the end of this month. Steve Bannon is due back in court later this week when he's expected to be asked to enter a plea. This is Barbara Miller in Washington reporting for AM.